Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we've now got the same odd pattern in two states. And yesterday, Lee, we talked about it in Michigan. And we're just getting awfully casual, it seems, in this country with election laws. Like, you know, if we like them, we follow them. If we don't, we just ignore them. And it's okay. It's no big deal.
Well, we've gotten that way with lots of other apparent violations of federal law.
Yeah, and I mean, when Bill Barr's like, well, we couldn't find... And Bill Barr, if you notice, it was a very sneaky thing he did, Banana Bill. He said, well, you know, we've looked at the, you know, that talking about the computer, the Dominion stuff that Sidney Powell was talking about. We just can't find that. Really? Because you haven't looked at any of the equipment. Nothing. No subpoenas, nothing. Not one. How do you know? Haven't interviewed a single person who's filed an affidavit. How do you know? They don't. They have no clue. But if you notice what he did, well, we've seen some fraud, but we don't think it was enough to overturn the election, so no big deal. I can't get over that statement. It's jaw-dropping. I mean, from the top prosecutor in the country, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Well, a little bit of fraud, even a moderate amount of fraud's okay? Really? And how do you know? Again, as Rudy Giuliani has pointed out, they have not interviewed one witness or filed a single subpoena. They haven't a freaking clue what they're talking about. They couldn't possibly. But this is what kills me. This has nothing to do with computers or Dominion or anything. And it's right in your face. Yesterday, I was talking about the absolutely staggering 355,392 ballots, that absentee ballots that were just sent out unsolicited. That violates Michigan law. Every one of those is illegal. You have to you got to get a request form online, sign it, fill it out properly, and send it in. It creates a chain of custody. And the reason that chain of custody is so important, it's not boring bureaucratic stuff, is because that's to keep elections officials from just giving ballots out like candy. I hear have a stack. It creates a chain of custody. 355,000 times. Where'd those go? Who got them? Was it Democrat groups? Individual voters? Why were they selected? They didn't request a ballot. They come back. Every one of those is illegal and should be thrown out. So that's Michigan, right? So we're seeing this pattern. And now we're finding out they did it in Wisconsin. 221,323 illegal votes. And they were brazenly. And I remember this being covered on Fox News, and they actually asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about it. Mm-hmm. Because Fox News at the time reported, and I tried to find the news clip to go back and get it, and I can't. But I remember seeing it and thinking, oh boy, that's going to be a problem. The city of Madison, this is outrageous, teams up with the Biden campaign, but not the Trump campaign. This is the city of Madison Board of Elections. And they decide to designate over 200 parks and city locations as polling places without going through the county's approved polling location process.
That's certainly not legal.
No, not at all. So they go out there in partnership with the Biden campaign. And guess what? they're handing out ballots, absentee ballots. You know, the kind that you need by mail to send in a request for in writing? Yeah. They did this with at least 17,271 ballots. Just hand them out, no request process, total violation of law on so many levels. The partnering with the Biden campaign, but not the Trump campaign. The designation of over 200 parks and city locations as voting drive. They called it a voting drive.
You know, you can have a voter registration drive.
Right.
And that can be led by partisan groups, but you can't have a voting drive. Well, apparently you can if you're a Democrat.
So, this is total violation of law. Okay, so there's 17,000 of those. And another 170,140 absentee ballots for which voters never sent in an application. Oh, I want to know about those. This is my suspicion. I bet they were given out in stacks to Democrat groups. I bet they were. But if they weren't, were they mailed somewhere? To who? What was the selection criteria? Every one of them's illegal. I mean, it was illegal to do it. You broke state election law. Was there a conspiracy to do this? That would likely break federal law. Who was behind it? Who decided to do it? What was the legal basis for deciding to? What was the basis for deciding to pick who they went to? 170,000. Wow. That is 11 times Biden's margin of victory. A total of 221,000 illegal votes, 11 times Biden's margin of victory. So see, if Bill Barr wanted to investigate something, here is some breaking of the law. And so what he's doing is he's dodging when he's talking about, oh, yeah, computers. Yeah, we didn't find that credible. We didn't even investigate it. So you don't know what you think. You have no valid opinion. Shut up. Come get back to us when you do an investigation. You have something worthwhile to say. But this is right for the voting rights section to take a look at. And the group that gathered the evidence is the Amistad Project, the Thomas More Society, which then sued. And this scares me a little. Said the FBI has contacted them for, you know, like to ask about it. But that really scares me because I'm afraid they'll go in and get the evidence. And it'll be like that time that Hillary's, you know, and her staff's devices were under subpoena by Congress and the FBI destroyed them. Like the idea of the FBI taking custody of any of this is terrifying. But here, the thing here, Lee, we can begin to see the outlines of how, well, I mean, this is clear illegality of how they're doing this in state after state after state. And then guess what? Ballots, now we know on the other end, they come into the voting centers. They're all marked for Biden. They don't appear to have been mailed. Some of them look like they're Xeroxed and they're counted multiple times. So we've got a good outline of how they do this and how to stop it.
And if you listen to the mainstream media in this country, you have no idea that any of this has occurred and has been happening and people have been testifying about it and that these allegations are being out there. All you hear from the mainstream media is these are baseless claims by the Trump campaign that there was election fraud. And then you hear the attorney general saying, oh, well, we can't find any widespread systemic election fraud. That's all you're going to hear.
355,000 illegal ballots. Other than that, it's totally cool. So we can't go forward this way. And now does it begin to make sense why in state after state, because I've been screaming about this from the beginning, these Republican poll watchers were excluded.
Yeah.
Of course they were during the counting.
Of course they
were. Problem is, they're going to be excluded again in Georgia. Oh, we'll just get someone inside the Board of Elections to check the signature. Why would you change? Well, you can't legally change the law. They fake changed the law. This is what poor Lindsey Graham. He's the only one who makes any sense and no one will listen to him. So they change the law in Georgia. The Secretary of State does, which he can't do, by the way. He just rewrites it and says, we don't need Republicans looking at this stuff. We don't need any challenges. We'll just have somebody at the Board of Elections check the signatures. Well, no, they have a right to challenge. Check the signatures is not challenge. They got to keep them back. I'm telling you, that's why they're still ramping this COVID up, because they got to keep. They're going to have a harder time in Georgia now that the game is a little obvious, keeping them back from the table. So they need them at least back 6 feet, and that's where the COVID comes in. So listen to Lindsey Graham. He's just begging people, like, please, telling people over and over, this has got to be stopped. He said it again on Hannity over the weekend.
So what would be helpful is that the governor would call in the state legislature to require bipartisan signature verification. That in the January 5th Senate election, that both sides looked at the signature, not just one person. I hope they do that before time runs out.
He's right. And the idea that the legislature, by the way, the Kemp will not do what it will take to stop the fraud here. And we already know how it happens. We could safeguard this process, but it's Republicans in the way.
What are they afraid of?
I don't know. This is so strange. I feel like I'm living in 1984, like in the novel. So, I mean, we can scream at Brian Kemp for what he did to Trump in the Secretary of State, but we can stop it. And he won't.
Didn't do for Trump.
Or didn't do for Trump. And here's the absurdity of this, okay? This is how ridiculous it's gotten in this country. The law that says that we have a right to challenge is still in the books in Georgia. It's the law. So, yes, they should call the legislature back, but the idea that legislature shouldn't have to change the law, it's still in the books. Why does the Secretary of State get to rewrite the law with Stacey Abrams and the Democrats?
Who still claims that she won the governor's race.
Well, hell, I don't even know anymore. I truly, who knows?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the wheels are coming off the COVID clown car. And the mainstream media would like you to pretend that they are not. They would like you to pretend that everything they ever told you about COVID wasn't faulty science or a complete lie. Keep the COVID example in mind as you peruse what they're telling you now about the election. That's going to turn out the same way. This was stunning. It's not a small thing. Some of you fussed at me for doing it earlier, but this is very important that we check this out, that we understand this. What has just happened here? 60 million children, American children, were kept out of school. Because one man Anthony Fauci said, and whatever he said is automatic science, right? Doesn't matter what the studies say if they completely contradict him. In America, whatever he says is auto science. We had to leave him home because it might be dangerous. Okay. Your humble host has been screaming about this since March because I actually read stuff. You know, like the European studies showing that it was safe for children to go to school. You know, we never kept children home in Europe, but then Trump wasn't running there. Schools are polling places, you know. Many of them. My child's school is. So we kept 60 million parents and children home. And this was not a small thing, you remember. I mean, I have gotten so many texts from so many of you. You had to choose between your job and babysitting your kids. You hated that, but that was the breaks. I had a single mom putting stuff on credit cards. She couldn't go to work because she had to stay home from school because we had to do this. And the whole time I'm screaming, look at the European studies. Look at them. There is not a lot of transmissibility in schools. That's how I knew that. I'll never forget the smackdown between the doctor who got this right 100%, Rand Paul, thus nobody listens to him, and Anthony Fauci, who is a buffoon. Fauci insisting, man, we gotta keep these schools closed down. Fauci just reversed himself. Nothing in the data has changed one iota from March or April or May or June. We'll go through the studies in a minute. There's not one thing that's new here, except that Fauci's pronouncement just changed. This is a huge flip.
Close the bars and keep the schools open is what we really say. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
Isn't his entire job look at the data? Gosh, if only we'd known this in March. Wait, we did. We did know it. Let's go to April. Let's give them a little bit of fudge space. We'll go back to March in a minute. Let's look at the American studies. We already had the European ones come out in March. This is why they sent their kids back to school. In April, a study by the Journal of the American Medical Association found school-aged children who get coronavirus develop only mild symptoms and typically recover within 2 weeks. It wasn't particularly deadly, and it didn't really tend to spread in school since children weren't very good carriers of it. That was April. In June, when Fauci was still flapping his gums about how kids needed to stay home in the fall based on not the science, a study in The Lancet, another medical journal, affirmed this, finding COVID-19 is generally a mild disease in children, including infants, and that it doesn't spread well in schools since there's so many of them. Other studies found the same thing. Back in May, researchers in Europe found children do not appear to be drivers of transmission. And we argue that reopening schools should be considered safe, accompanied by certain measures. None of this is new. The only thing that's changed is that the election is over. So Fauci just flipped. And no one, of course, will ask him the one question I'd love to ask him. Give me the study and the date. The date and the study that presented new evidence from everything that's gone before that has caused you just this week, sir, to change your mind. Give it to us. Tell us what study is. He never quotes a study because he's not a health director. He's a political director. He runs a political hit squad that uses COVID as a weapon. You want to know how crazy this is? California, home to 40 million people, right? That's a lot of people. A total of 2 people under the age of 18 have died from coronavirus. 2. That's far less than from the flu over the same period. What about New Jersey? One of the hardest hit states. Not a single school-aged child has died from coronavirus. Zip, zilch, nada. Our own Superintendent Royster, after I demanded he give me some kind of explanation, you can't just do this to parents and then tell them to send their kids back. After saying the opposite, he said, oh, well, our contact tracers have shown, we've looked at cases, they don't spread very well in school. Well, yeah, I know. They had studies on that from Europe showing the same thing back in April. We had studies here from the Journal of American Medical Association in April showing the same thing. But you didn't read those? You're just now figuring this out. Nothing has changed, folks. Nothing has changed. Oh, except the much higher proportion of Greenville County school kids are failing. These are people who tell you they follow science. They do not.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They'll only get better at it. We have the rough outlines of how they flooded these states with hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots. And the ones who did the flooding were the ones who work at the boards of elections. Representative Matt Getz is the only one who seems to get what's at stake here.
If we do not fix this, if we do not expose this fraud, they're not going to get worse at it. They're going to get better at it. And we will never win another national election again. Those are the stakes in these fights in the several states that you've discussed. And I don't think that, like, to really get a full audit across the enterprise, we have to flip every one of these states at once. Here's my prediction. We flip one of these states that the media has called for Joe Biden, and the whole veneer comes down. The whole fiction that he's president-elect Joe Biden and that this thing is over is eroded if you're able to see that there was fraud sufficient to flip a state. Because then I think the American people will say, well, wait a second. Like, if you lied to us about Georgia, we got to ask some more questions about Wisconsin. Or if you lied to us about Wayne County, Michigan, how are we supposed to believe what went on in Fulton County? Right. And I think that asking those tough questions is an important obligation the president has, not for his own political fortunes, but for the future of a populist movement that is very much opposed by the people who run these places where they're more susceptible to fraud.
Yep. One forensic audit. Michigan, Wisconsin, we just need one. Or Bill Barr could go in there with subpoenas and grab this stuff and take an honest look at it, but he's not going to do that. It is mind-boggling to me that this guy has not issued a single subpoena or interviewed a single one of these witnesses. That's insane. And yet he's out there claiming there's no fraud. At least not enough fraud that he cares. Meanwhile, there's highly credible people like this. And I still can't believe that Melissa Carone has been around since about 72 hours after the election, screaming to anybody who will listen to her. She signed an affidavit under penalty of perjury. She is the Michigan. She's testifying here at the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee. That testimony yesterday was jaw dropping from so many people. I've only managed to scratch the surface and give you a sample of it. She is working for a Dominion contractor. She's an IT person. She's there to make sure the machines work right. When she saw, well, I'll let her tell you.
What I witnessed at the TCF Center was complete fraud. The whole 27 hours I was there, there was batches of ballots being ran through the tabulating machines numerous times, being counted 8 to 10 times. I watched this with my own eyes. I was there to assist with IT. These people on night shift, I had four people on night shift that I've known. One of them I've known for over 20 years. He approached me and said he had absolutely zero training whatsoever, contradicting 100% what Daniel Baxter claims, that they had so much training. He said they had zero. I watched. These people had no idea what they were doing. Okay. Also, the adjudication process, I witnessed numerous people walking up claiming they were both Democrats, saying they were sitting together, judging ballots all night together, all day together. I witnessed it all. I was on the main stage with all of the city officials. Daniel Baxter was in on the whole thing, and I am under the impression 100% that at least 90% of those workers were all in on this. There was not a single ballot the whole night, the whole 27 hours I was there, that I saw that was for Donald Trump, not one, not a single ballot. That is scary. There is no reason for that. Also, I'm going to say that there was something going on at that Department of Elections, and it's clearly something that's very illegal that occurred there.
Yeah, nothing to see here, though. Move along. Now, we have three different states where people have signed affidavits and testified saying that what they would do with these ballots is they ran them through again and again. They'd need to create a voter and they'd need to put a birthday in to override the system. And it depended on the system. They'd either have to put in 1-1-1900 or 1-1-2020 for the birthday. Former Assistant Deputy Attorney General of the state of Michigan said, hey, listen, we can go state by state and pull these by birthday. Why won't we do it? Trump's fighting in court to do it. Bill Barr didn't seem interested, though. Or maybe we could just do a forensic audit. That'd cover it. Here's Kayleigh McEnany saying the same thing I've been saying about this.
We have affidavits like this, where they actually list out all of the circles are different ballot numbers. They've written the specific ballot number down that was dated January 1st, 1900 for someone who didn't have a birthday. So these are fact-driven. They're real people. Their voices matter, and President Trump will fight for the 74 million plus individuals like that who showed up to vote for him.
So this is not like this mysterious unknowable, but these people are playing a game. Bill Barr's playing it too. Well, Trump, he's not presented the information. Well, he can't get it unless the court gives it to him. He'll probably get some of it eventually. It's going to take months. They're running out the clock. So the very same people with subpoena power, that would be Bill Barr, these legislatures, who could demand a forensic audit or no electors appointed, are going, well, Trump has to prove his case. Well, he can't prove his case unless he can get this information. He can either spend months fighting the courts, or these legislatures can order these forensic audits, or Bill Barr can do it. But everybody clearly wants him on the multi-month track. See how this is good? They're running the clock out. It's what they're doing. It's out there. And if it's not, if they can't find it, great. Yeah, it sucks Joe Biden's the president, but at least we know we have an intact election system, because right now it doesn't look like we do. At least that would mean it was a fair system and we could live to fight another day. That would be good news. I would be in a fabulous mood if I learned that, because right now it's looking pretty bleak. But no one wants to know, do they? And doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? Anyway, Newt Gingrich was all over this last night. Newt is not just the former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. He is also a historian.
Well, look, as a historian, I am totally confused by what's going on. You have a serious case in Nevada where 600,000 ballots have never been seen by the Republicans. You have a very serious case in Wisconsin.
That's illegal, by the way. You can't do that.
Where 200,000 votes could be thrown out, according to Reince Priebus, the former Republican National Committee chair who's from Wisconsin and a lawyer. You have a serious case in Michigan. You have chaos in Pennsylvania, where a Pennsylvania judge has said she doesn't see how Biden could possibly have carried the state. And then you have Georgia, which is a total mess because of the Secretary of State, who I think has clearly broken the law over and over again.
Yep.
So I look at all that as a historian. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But, of course, you have to understand, the propaganda media doesn't cover the news. Mm-hmm. The propaganda media spent 5 years trying to destroy Trump. They're not about to turn around and in any way help him. So they're not going to cover anything which would in any way threaten Joe Biden. That's just a fact. It's where we are as a country. And the question is whether the judicial system and the general public override the news media bias The Constitution's very clear.
Yeah.
The state legislatures, not the governor, not the secretary of state, not the judges, the state legislatures ultimately have control of all of these electors. And in every one of the states I mentioned, the state legislature could insist on a complete and thorough examination and a complete and thorough count before agreeing to send anybody as an elector. And I'm frankly puzzled by how you could have this many different allegations and not realize that there's something profoundly wrong. These aren't coming from the Trump team. These are coming from people all over the country.
Yeah, and I think it's important.
So what's he talking about that? There, we need an investigation. The investigation he's talking about is the forensic audit I'm talking about. Let's go look at it. Let's go do it. Let's go pull these. You just heard from Kayleigh McEnany. She even knows how to do it. I know how to do it. I'm not even an elections expert. So it's just going to take one state and the dam will break. Pray we get just a forensic audit in just one state. Texter writes, well, it's every other text. I could read them all the time, but this one will have to suffice. Tara, so what should the American people do? Burn the godforsaken system down? I know so many people who are so close. What should we do? It's a tough question. And in the coming weeks on the Battleground podcast, I'm going to begin answering that question. Where we are right now is kind of in a weird sort of limbo. With Bill Barr dragging his feet the way that he is, and maybe we get a forensic audit, maybe we don't. We are left with not forensically being able to go to the next level until we get this discovery from courts. So we're kind of right now in this sort of weird limbo. We got a pretty good feeling of what went on here. It'd be nice to be able to get more information that we are entitled to and that the Trump team is fighting for. And I have every confidence we're going to get this for at least a couple of states. At least we may not be able to prove who the president is definitively. That may always be an unknown of this election, but we're going to be able to prove a massive level of fraud in some of these states. And people may not even know it because the media will black it out. What do we do from here? It's a good question. And I'd like to tell you I have all the answers, and I don't. I don't have all the answers, and I wish that I did. I do have some idea, though, of where this is going to lead, and I can kind of tell you generally, and I don't know over what period. I don't know if it's going to be 6 months, 6 years, decade, but the federal government is not going to have any credibility. Our institutions will have no credibility. They already don't. The FBI is a joke. The Department of Justice, even more so. Our Supreme Court will be rapidly headed that way if they take the two Senate seats in Georgia and are able to broaden it and appoint justices who answer to them or else. And so I think what you're going to begin to see here is the end of the federal experiment. The only question is how long that will take. And you're going to begin to see jurisdictions followed by the example the Democrats have set with marijuana and sanctuary cities, in which case the courts will say things like, I mean, in the Senate, they've got a bill right now to disarm all the police departments across the country. They're really serious about this. And I think you'll see mayors, police chiefs, and city councils laugh. When the Supreme Court says that it's constitutional, they'll laugh and they'll keep their guns. And I think the system will disintegrate and begin to break apart and simply become irrelevant over time. And I think the country will shatter and balkanize. And in some ways, I'm not sure that's a bad thing. I'm really not. It may result in us being freer in 10 years than we are now. But we're just at the beginning stages of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.